Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks. Everybody wants to hang out with number one, right? That's exactly right. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And you're going to be glad you stuck with us, because we got our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard. They're a pair, a matched pair. They come together. Husband and wife, teammates in the same endeavor. They're the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Dr. Pierce Howard is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. And they're here to talk to us some more about personality in the workplace. Pierce and Jane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back, Pierce and Jane. So, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Well, Jim, since we are moving into officially the vacation time of the year, Pierce and I were thinking about the small business owner, the entrepreneur, and how sometimes those folks don't get much vacation, if any, and when they get it...
What's vacation?
Yeah. And how, when they do take a vacation, how they can maximize it based upon their personality.
Well, you know, that's well said, Jane. And Pierce, as a small business owner myself, you know, I don't take vacations like most people take vacations. I mean, my vacations are really usually 2 or 3 days at a time,
right,
tacked on to the end of another trip, a business trip. And I can't remember the last time I took a vacation and completely disconnected from my business, Pierce.
Well, we consider it something of a landmark that last year we were able to take 2 weeks. We have a staff of seven.
At a time, 2 weeks consecutively?
Yep.
Wow.
We have a staff of seven now, and we felt like for the first time that when we went away, we could really kind of unplug, and we had people that could carry on the torch while we were away, and it worked.
And they could reach us if they needed to.
We checked in daily with email and all that.
Right.
We weren't completely unplugged.
Well, now that's what now the truth comes out. I agree with you. We've done that, but you still, but as a small business owner, you still never get too far away. So, Jane, you're exactly right. It's something we have to, as the English say, I think, Jane, before we go on a vacation, you know, we kind of have to have a word with ourselves, and don't you think, and talk to ourselves a little bit about what we should expect from ourselves.
It's true, and we need to think in terms of what causes a stress, so that when we go on vacation, on those rare occasions, that we're paying attention to ourselves and trying to lower our stress so we do come back refreshed, so we're ready to work another 1 month or whatever it'll be, or 2 years, before we take another vacation.
What do we need to know about ourselves in order to accomplish this?
Well, to begin with, we need to know how personally and how we're affected by stress. And what we're going to talk about, Jim, are our five major personality scales.
Right.
So that the small business person can think in terms of who am I and what do I need to do when I'm trying to define what kind of a vacation I want to take.
All right.
So the first scale we call need for stability, and it has to do with how we handle stress. And people who are really low on this scale, they can take a whole lot of stress before it gets to them. Whereas you get to the middle range or the higher range of the scale, stress can really take its toll on your body. You can build up cortisol in your system if you don't get good aerobic exercise at least every once or 2 days. So when you go on vacation, if you're sort of a stress-free person, and your anger flares and you have a few nights sleeping, then you really need a vacation.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's so interesting to me, Pierce, as I've observed people over the years, it's really interesting to me to see how different people deal with stress. Some people just absolutely can't handle any of it at all.
Well, you know, the way to deal with stress, first of all, is to understand what causes it. Stress happens when something interferes with something you want to do. Interferes with a goal.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure does. Hold on to that thought, Pierce. We're going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To the velvet,
Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger.
One of the best.
It seems so good to see.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. You know, guys, I'm being very serious about what I'm about to say. In terms of need for stability, the anxiety, the stress thing, you said a minute ago, and you've told us many times before, if you're low on this scale, the need for stability, you can handle stress better than if you're high on this scale. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know any small business owners who make it beyond a year who are high on this scale. I know that sounds like a good way to make a joke. My tongue is not in my cheek at all. I mean that for a fact. If you can't handle stress, you will not survive as a small business owner.
Well, and from our entrepreneurial research, we know that people who are successful tend to be low on the scale.
Yeah, yeah. So low on this scale is good, ladies and gentlemen. It means you can handle stress, you can handle surprises, that kind of thing. And so, but what does this have to do with vacations?
Well, again, understanding the kinds of things that cause you stress. You know, for example, first of all, what stress is it's a response that occurs when something gets in the way between you and a goal, whether it's a small goal or a long goal. And stress is not a bad thing. Stress can be good events. I mean, it could be that you're trying to make it to a meeting and your partner says, let's play. And that invitation is in and of itself a good thing, but it's stressful because it interposes itself between you and a goal. So stressors are not in and of themselves bad things. It's just they cause you stress because you've got a goal conflict.
Well, just like fear isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes it's telling you need to get out of the way.
Exactly.
But, you know, Jane, one example I was just thinking about would be if you've got a key employee who can't give you good information about what's going on without dramatizing it, without making it a little bit worse than it really is, you can deal with that person as long as you're face-to-face with them, and you can kind of see what they're talking about. But if you're long distance, or if you're an email or instant messaging or something like that, or you're picking it up on your BlackBerry, you got to talk to that person before you go and say, now look, I need you to make sure that you don't give me a bunch of stuff I don't need while I'm on vacation. I need you to hold my stress level down. So if this thing's happening, don't tell me it's worse than it is. I need to know really what's going on. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Would that be one way to lower my stress?
That would be one way to lower your stress, or make sure that they give you just facts.
Right.
Try to pare it down and get no input.
Or maybe fire that person before you leave. Maybe that's what you do. Okay, what's next?
You ask, specifically does it have to do with vacation? One example would be if you understand that deadlines cause you stress, that as deadlines approach, you tend to get nervous, you tend to feel some panic, your hands get sweaty, et cetera, your stomach starts churning. And if you're a person that you really get uncomfortable around deadlines, then what are you going to do for a vacation? Are you going to schedule it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have something
right.
to do at 9 o'clock, something
right.
to do at 10:30, and something to do at 11? Well, one should learn from that to say that to really have a relaxing vacation, I should not schedule it.
And that's what I do.
I should leave
that's
it open.
See, my world is like what you just said. And when I go on vacation, I don't have anything planned.
Yeah.
Very rarely do I have anything planned unless we go to a play or a movie or a show or something like that that we bought tickets for or something, which is a good schedule. But no, I don't feel like I don't hustle around and, you know, have a certain plan to be anywhere. I'd rather just go with the flow. All right, what's next? What's the next scale?
Well, another one, you know, for example, one of the major scales is the O scale, the originality scale, which has
right.
to do with creativity and things that are different and et cetera. And if you tend to be a creative person and you started a small business, and many creative people start small businesses, and that's one of the reasons that they started is just because they were creative.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, once the business starts, you've got to emphasize the routine, the repetitive part, not the creative part. If
right.
you don't, you're going to go under within a year or two, because
mm-hmm.
you can't typically. I mean, if you make that cute doll that you're going to sell to a million people, the creative part of you created the doll, but then the repetitive part of you is going to have to do it day after day.
Somebody's got to deliver that
those
doll.
Dolls.
Somebody's got to deliver that doll.
Right. So what do you do on vacation? You need to find a setting where you can be creative, whether it's going up to the mountains and learning how to do ceramics and taking some art classes, or just going to the beach and painting watercolors, or
playing some music.
But whatever is your creative outlet, use the vacation as the time to be able to do those kinds of things that you can't do day in and day out.
Mm-hmm. Very good idea. And this is, and folks, these are all ways for you to think about planning your vacation, how to make sure, as Jane said in the beginning of our visit, how to make sure that when you come back from a vacation, that it's been that time has been invested wisely and appropriately, properly, so that you get the most out of it. And while you were gone, you know, you got sort of unstressed. And when you come back, you're ready to hit the ground running. It's almost nine after the hour. It's actually 10 after the hour. 10 until the hour, I should say. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Here's the Mad Dog Englishman, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back, Mr. Joe Cocker. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're rocking and rolling with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard. And, folks, I encourage you to check out their website, because you're going to learn a lot more about personality. There's so much information, so much insight that can be mined from understanding how our personalities affect the way we live and the way we work, the way we behave around each other. Our health, the way we view the world. Their book is out, absolutely outstanding, written in plain English, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, which, Jane, I'm assuming you can still get it wherever books are sold.
You can, and you can certainly order it from Amazon, or you can call us and order it from us.
And so give us the website and the phone number.
Phone number is 704-244-5555. Oh, excuse me, that's an 800 number, 1-800. 244-5555, or the website is www.centax.com. Centax is spelled C-E-N-T-A-C-S.
Folks, if you check out this book, if you buy this book, Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, you won't put it in your bookshelf when you're through reading it. You'll leave it on your desk, and you'll use it when you talk to customers. When you think about customers, you'll use it when you hire employees, when you're going to have to fire one, when you're managing people. It will help you, I promise. Okay, we're trying to help folks be more productive and get more out of their vacation by understanding their own personalities, and therefore what kind of a vacation they need to plan. What do they need to be doing? What's the next step, Jane?
The next step, Jim, is thinking about something you just briefly touched on a while ago, and that is the idea of what you plan to do. If you are just completely drained when you go on vacation, you need to think about not scheduling wall-to-wall activities. Suppose you go to a resort and you schedule a tennis game at 8 a.m. and you schedule parasailing at 10 and you schedule a karate exercise at noon. If you overbook yourself, you're not going to relax unless that is your normal pattern. And if you're very comfortable with that and you get energized by all these activities, that's great. Sometimes when we go on vacation with a partner, our spouse or partner or whomever, we get sort of bullied into doing something that's not our nature. And the vacation...
Is this something we need? I need to talk. Have a talk with Pierce about, Jane, for you?
Well, Jane is hitting on something that is very important.
Sound like we might have touched a nerve there, Pierce.
Hans Seeley at McGill University once talked about what causes stress. He says there are two kinds of people in the world. There are racehorses and turtles. Mm-hmm. And he's speaking metaphorically, of course. And what he means is that people are opposite on lots of things. And so turtles and racehorses are just a metaphor for being opposite. But he said what causes stress is when a racehorse tries to act like a turtle or vice versa.
Uh-huh.
And it's perfectly fine to be a racehorse, and it's perfectly fine to be a turtle. That's your nature. But when you try to be something you aren't, that's what causes stress. And he says on vacation, often one partner will egg the other one on to be more like them.
Yeah.
You know, the turtle will say, hey, come on, quit your racing around and slow down like me. Or the partner will say, hey, speed up. And if you can see, for example, when they go out on the beach, that the racehorse takes a book and a radio and a shovel and an umbrella
and a ski, a suntan lotion, and a frisbee,
et cetera, et cetera. And the turtle goes out there, and they may take one magazine.
Right.
And those are two different styles.
And the people that I've seen, the couples I've seen who are opposite like that, they wind up doing the best when they actually, one goes and does their thing and the other does their thing.
Exactly.
Right.
They need to let each other be themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I'll meet you for dinner at the end.
Yeah.
Folks, you've been listening to the wisdom of Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Their website is Syntax, Centacs.com. I really encourage you to check out the work that they do, the things that they can offer you to help you in your business, because it's good stuff. You'll be amazed at how your world will improve the more you know about how personality influences everything. Pierce and Jane, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.